The Boulder County Commissioners unanimously approved ignition-resistant requirements Thursday for new home construction in the eastern portions of the county. The Marshall Fire and other recent wildfires prompted the commissioners to adopt stricter requirements to the county's building code. The change, which goes into effect on June 6, applies to new construction for the unincorporated grassland portions of the county and does not apply to cities and towns. As part of the building code amendments, new structures will need to have ember-resistant roof venting, Class A roofing, non-combustible gutters, and will also be required to have a 3-foot buffer between the structure and any combustible material such as a wooden fence or shrubs. Some Boulder residents chained themselves to an ailing cottonwood tree early Thursday morning as the city's Urban Forestry Department attempted to cut down the tree that dates back to 1880. According to the city's forester, the tree, which lived on Pearl Street between 6th and 7th Street, had pockets of decay throughout and posed a safety risk to the highly trafficked pedestrian area. The city's forester also said there was no optimal time of year to remove the tree as animals use the tree for food and shelter during the winter months. Work on the tree began shortly after 9:30 a.m. after protesters unchained themselves and city crews called police. According to the Daily Camera, the city's forestry team left a 30-foot stump as a compromise instead of cutting down the entire tree. Road rage turned carjacking ends with shots fired in Boulder. KGNU's James Swenson has more.
Early Thursday morning, two vehicles were involved in a road rage incident that began in Broomfield. It escalated to an armed hijacking of a third bystanding work truck, where the suspect, identified as 25-year-old Trenton Joshua Dunham, hit the driver with a gun. Reaching more than 100 miles an hour, the hijacker drove the truck toward Pearl Street in Boulder, where he ran into garbage cans and a witness called to report his erratic driving. Police deployed stop sticks as he reached Table Mesa. He continued on deflated tires and soon pulled a gun on police who fired at him. Dunham was taken to the hospital for minor injuries and then arrested a short time later. Police say Dunham stole a firearm, shot into a home, and stole another vehicle Wednesday. According to Boulder Police, Dunham has been charged with multiple felony counts, including aggravated motor vehicle theft, discharging a firearm, and two felony counts of criminal attempt first-degree murder. No one was seriously hurt in either of the incidents. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.
Colorado lawmakers ended the impasse on legislation addressing the fentanyl crisis as the 2022 session concluded late Wednesday. Lawmakers clashed for weeks over a bill that attempted to lower the fentanyl possession threshold for felony charges while strengthening a range of treatment resources and options for users. The sticking point of contention centered on felony charges for individuals who unknowingly possess fentanyl, a potent synthetic opioid, which is often mixed with counterfeit prescription pills or other drug substances without a user's knowledge. At the end of the session, lawmakers ultimately settled on bill language that allows some defendants to prevent evidence at trial that they unknowingly possessed fentanyl. According to the Associated Press, the bill strengthens criminal penalties for fentanyl dealers and has other initiatives outside of the criminal justice system to attack the crisis. The Associated Press also reports Governor Jared Polis immediately applauded the bill's passage. The United States Environmental Agency announced Thursday it has awarded the City and County of Denver a $500,000 brownfield assessment grant to clean up priority sites along Denver's Federal Boulevard. According to the agency's news release, the city will focus on a former college campus, a vacant commercial property, and a former gas station. Officials will use the money to test and evaluate potential contamination along the road that stretches throughout the western portion of the city. After assessing, officials will determine cleanup options, initiate reuse planning, and perform community outreach. The EPA defines a brownfield as a property for which the expansion, redevelopment, or reuse may be complicated by the presence or potential presence of a hazardous substance, pollutant, or contaminant. Letter carriers with the United States Postal Service will hold their 30th annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive tomorrow, Saturday, May 14th. According to the National Association of Letter Carriers, tomorrow's event is the nation's largest single-day food drive. To donate, mail customers may leave non-perishable food items in a bag near their mailbox prior to their letter carrier arriving with tomorrow's mail. Postal Service employees say that although they welcome all non-perishable food items, foods high in protein, such as canned tuna, salmon, and peanut butter, are the most needed. Other needed items include canned fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and low-sugar cereals. After tomorrow's collection, the Postal Service employees will deliver the food to local community churches, food banks, and food pantries for distribution. The black hole at the center of our galaxy can now be seen by anyone. KGNU's Jimmy Searfoss has more.
We now know what the center of our galaxy looks like after astronomers released a picture of Sagittarius A Thursday. Sagittarius A is a supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy. This is the first ever picture of it, and it was done by the Event Horizon Telescope Collaboration. This team of over 200 scientists and engineers made history by photographing M87, the supermassive black hole of another galaxy that was photographed back in 2020. The Event Horizon Telescope Collaboration uses radio telescopes from around the world to take these pictures. It was questionable if Sagittarius A was even photographable. There's a lot of stuff in the 25,640 light years that stands between us and the black hole that acts as an obstacle for a potential picture. That makes this photograph a historic feat. For KGNU, I'm Jimmy Searfoss.
Clear sky conditions are expected for this Sunday's total lunar eclipse, named the Superflower Blood Moon. This month's moon is also a supermoon, with the moon's appearance being brighter and bigger as it approaches the closest point to Earth in its orbit. According to the Denver Post, the moon will rise just before 8 p.m. Sunday, with the total phase of the eclipse beginning at 9:29 and lasting just over an hour, with a maximum occurring at 10:11 p.m. NASA will also live stream the eclipse starting at 7:32 p.m. Mountain Time. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Winds could gust today anywhere between 25 and 34 miles per hour. Fire danger persists as the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for today. Wind and low relative humidity will contribute to extreme fire conditions. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with lows in the 40s. Breezy winds will continue in the evening. The current temperature in Boulder is 55 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy.